It's difficult to establish just how many of these attacks are gang-related, as the police, the NHS, and academics each have their own method of recording an acid attack.
We've seen over 2,000 attacks in London alone since 2010, and part of the increase is because street gangs have now adopted it as part of their repertoire.
In my experience, acid is not prevalent use as a weapon for young people in gangs. People that we're working with are still carrying knives for protection and not acid.
One thing I do know is that urban street gangs are way ahead of us. They've been considering this for some time, and they've been engaging with this now for some time. So in terms of the media coverage, you're coming to this a little bit late. These boys are ahead of you.
I'm always frustrated when anything is just linked to young people in gangs. I think it sensationalises gang membership anyway, and there's a lot of reasons why young people go into gangs. It isn't all glamorous. It's not a life choice to be in a gang.
Gage is an ex-gang member who's witnessed acid being used in gangs. He says he has never thrown or carried acid.
You know, it's an easy weapon. It's easy to hold. You can have it in you, have it in your pocket. It's easy and it does the damage. That's the reason why gangs will have that kind of thing on them. In my younger days, the people I was around, getting acid was like a game. They'll get acid, and when you got it, then the next move is they want to be excited to use it now.
You use a knife, you might get stopped and searched and get caught with that before you get to use it and get a custodial sentence. You can be stopped and searched with acid in your Lucozade bottle and they wouldn't even detect it. What we have to realise is that these young men and women are, as ridiculous as it sounds, are in a war. And if you think about a war, the objective of a war is to win. Winning to them is surviving. So if you hear that acid is taking place within your area, how do you protect yourself? Not with a knife, carrying acid. And that's what's happening on the streets of London.